Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of man that you would like to meet? You're right, you're very young, you're not old at all, and you joked about joining an agency called A Foreign Affair, but it's not an affair that you're after. You want to meet somebody for something greater, and it's difficult to go to pubs and just bump into somebody, so maybe this is a good way to meet someone. Well, there are a lot of guys who are listening to us right now, and they're from all over America. I even think one or two are from Canada, believe it or not. And they want to meet somebody like you, and they've already said to me some of the things that you've said. They don't like going to bars. They don't like trying to bump into somebody and see if something can happen, and they believe this is a great way to get to know someone. So, Victoria, will you tell us a little bit about the kind of man that you would like to meet? What would his qualities be like? Just tell us a little bit about him.
Oh, I guess I can repeat only the thing that I wrote in my application. I thought very, for a long time, what to write there. It was a question, what would you say about the partner you would like to find? It was really difficult to say. I'm just a person who lives in a great big town, yeah, and it is full of some things like shows and pubs and concerts and so on and so on. And life is very loud and noisy.
Mm-hmm.
And time is running so fast, and no one just has a minute or a second for you just to say hello and how do you feel and I love you or something like this, I miss you and so on. People just forget about these things. They only work and they only drink or smoke. And all their just interests and things are to go and have a smoke or have a drink after work and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And many and much of them, they don't think about families at all. In Russia and in Georgia, I'm partly Georgian, yeah, we have families and big families. I myself do not have a big family, so I always dreamed about having my own house and my own family that I could... I even dreamed that my husband could have parents or sisters and brothers and we can live together in a big, big house. So our time is changing, so people prefer, even our parents prefer to live separately.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I just miss the feeling of family.
Mm-hmm.
And the feeling of care, that person cares about you personally and about your relatives and about his relatives and so on. So I mentioned the noisy towns. I'm not from the village myself, but still I understand that someday it will come very soon because I'm just getting tired of Moscow. I'd like to live just a quiet life, maybe even living in a village, maybe working in a big town, yes, but just not running anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And not living just in hush. Just feeling the person who lives with you.
Sure.
And maybe, of course, we'll have jobs and some interests of our own, but still just feeling the, mutual interest in life, in things that you have to have your child or your children, and you have parents and you have brothers, sisters, and your friends, just the nearest friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's impossible to have 100 or 200 friends.
Mm-hmm.
You can have 1, 2, 3, or 5 real friends,
mm-hmm.
not more. So you should find time to tell him that you love them,
mm-hmm.
and to show that you love them. Not only you love yourself and no one else. I live for myself. Just to think about people around you. And the first is the person who lives with you, of course. So I am searching for a person who really realizes that he needs someone, only one that will share everything. And the person will be happy when he is happy and will be sorry when he is sorry and so on. So not just get married like to have a husband or have a wife for others, just see I'm married.
Yeah.
And just even here in Moscow people get married and they do not come home in the evening. They come after midnight.
Uh-huh.
Just lay down and then get up in the morning and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it marriage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they call it life. And the wife drinks with her colleagues in the evening in the pub, and husband drinks with his friends in the pub, and they call it life and marriage. And I do not understand such things.
Mm-hmm.
And Moscow, unfortunately, became such a town. I do not see anything else here. All people who live families, and they live not in Moscow, but in villages nearby. and so on. So this town, it just, it's too noisy for me. Just like this, I don't know. Maybe I can tell more, but it is difficult. It is just many things that I can tell about the person, but still, I don't know.
What a beautiful answer, Victoria, to my question. You know, I've interviewed literally hundreds of women from around the world in all of my years with a foreign affair. I have done this hundreds and hundreds of times, and I think that's absolutely the best answer I've ever gotten to that question. Mm-hmm. And it's just so terrific. And the guys who are listening can totally identify with what you're saying. Now, you live in a big city. It's a beautiful city. Many people in Russia would love to live in Moscow. And you obviously have work, and we'll talk about your work soon. But you see this life around you of people who are just rushing every day and hurrying. And when they're not rushing and hurrying, they're not with their wives and their families. They're out drinking with friends and then coming home late. And it's just a strange life. It's not full of love and togetherness. And you want to slow all of that down and meet somebody who wants to do the same, who wants to focus on a happy marriage and a beautiful family, not only your immediate family, but his brothers or sisters and friends and parents, they're all as important to you, and you just want to focus on those people around you who are so important and just feel that togetherness and that love in a city or in a place where life is just generally slower and easier. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah.